Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What do you think a murderer walks in today? Because it wasn't much traffic.
Is weird.
Very strange.
Well, I have when
easy,
I get
easy flowing today, but yet still no Jennifer.
I get the same traffic because the people try to get in the far left lane because it's free flowing, but then they make a right across seven lanes to get to 826.
Right.
And that backs up everything right there for the people that are going down the Grat.
But what do you think? You think we get trained today? Like, she got old faithful
train.
Homeless person was a little too aggressive at the curb. Like, what do you think is the thing? Pulled over? What do you think the thing we get today is?
Pulled over. That would be new.
Pulled over? She hasn't used pulled over.
That's good. Yeah, you have that.
You still have that in your arsenal. You have pulled over. You have.
That's pretty good.
You know, dog runs into the street.
I have my excuses when I get pulled up.
Pull over.
So while we were debating what was going to be your, that is from my guy Parks and Rec. That's for you.
Yes.
Little swaggy swag. Yeah, that's for you.
What? Very kind.
Sweet.
Yeah, my boy Alex does great work, and he wanted to send us some swag. He loves the show. We were debating what is your. There was no traffic today. Why? What the late walk in? Were you hobnobbing? Like, what happened as far as like the late walk in? We didn't go with hobnobbing because it's not like a super late, but it is late. So we were just debating: was it a pullover today? Was it a train? Because it was very light traffic. I got here at like 9:15 today. Leroy was here at like 9:20. Wow. Frog Boy was here at like 40,
which
so
is we were just early for me.
Early for Frog Boy. So I was just curious.
She is early.
I am early.
For her.
For her.
The show hadn't started when I parked.
No, it did.
For her.
We were already having discussions.
So you were hobnobbing.
Yeah, it has to be. Slow.
Well, there's
walking?
No way it takes you 6 minutes to get here. That like if the show hadn't started.
Look. That elevator, though.
Yeah, elevator.
Hey, wait.
That one.
Didn't have that on my bingo card.
Didn't have that one.
Let's think about this.
Which one? The central elevator or the far elevator?
I hate that elevator.
Which one?
Forever.
The central elevator or the far elevator?
The central.
Oh,
so here's the deal.
My car doesn't even work.
I don't even have access to that one, Jennifer.
How about
the central elevator?
Ooh, her troubles are getting closer.
Yeah, that's good.
More obstacles.
Yeah, that's exactly.
More obstacles to go through. All right, we're just curious. Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Tonight, game one of the Eastern Conference Final between the Florida Panthers and Carolina Hurricanes. Puck drops at 8 o'clock from the Lenovo Center as these guys are rematching their Eastern Conference Final from 2 years ago where the Panthers swept them, although their coach said they weren't swept. You guys don't remember that?
Vaguely.
He was like, yeah, we got beat, but we didn't get swept.
Mm.
I was like, well, yeah, okay, I get it, but yeah.
You know what?
But technically, it's like a sweep. Though.
If I win and my team wins a series or anything along those lines, I don't give a rat's ass what his excuse is. I'm done. I'm done with you. I'm moving on. Mm-hmm. Whether it took four games or five games, you can break all these games down to save face or whatever. I don't care. So whether he has, we were in every game. You know, we used to have, when you have teams that are struggling, here's what a coach will say. This happens in football a lot. 9 of our 10 losses going into the fourth quarter, we were within one score.
Yep.
Right?
That's
and they use that a lot.
For sure.
But that means you're not good enough to play a 60-minute game. So whatever that coach had for reasons as to why they lost, I don't care. You lost. 1-2-3 Cancun. See you later. We're moving forward. So
do you still get sent to Cancun if you make the Eastern Conference Final? Like, I feel like that's worthy of more of a better trip. Like, Cancun feels like it's for the bums.
Ooh, okay. So
you know, because like that's a prideful exit when you lose, when you're one of the final four teams.
Yeah.
I feel like we can't all go to Cancun. Cancun, I can't go to the same place that the Lightning are going to.
True.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So where do we go? Well,
like,
where do we reserve?
The Heat.
I think what's the next level?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Something a little classier than I feel like Cancun. Cancun, I feel like, is where the bums party.
Do they go to St. Lucia?
That hurts my feelings, but
no, you know what I mean.
I
like
love Cancun,
the regs, like
yeah.
St. Lucia, maybe.
Oh, St. Lucia. I mean, what about Sandals? One of those Sandals resorts. Those are nice. Hawaii.
I don't think
like a couples thing, isn't it?
No, but like Sandals is also all inclusive. Like, these people have money. They don't need
Santorini. Money. How about that? Or is that reserved for winners?
I don't know.
I think that's winners.
Yeah, where do you go on the winners trip? Once you're done, it would just wherever you want.
Disney. I guess just Disney.
I think I'd rather go to Cancun.
Monte Carlo.
What about the nut?
Fonse. The what?
Oh, the nut. All winners go to the nut. Telling you.
Just don't like this.
Marlins got a walk-off RBI triple from Jesus Sanchez. They beat the Cubbies in an exciting game. They win 8-7. Nice win for the Fish, who
pretty
are
amazing.
Kind of getting some things together.
They've had more walk-offs than any team in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, well,
while being 10 games under 500.
They're working their way up. They're only 8 now. They've been playing better. 3 out of 4.
Look at that.
Fish are playing better. Starting to come together.
What's interesting?
Starting to come together, Charlie.
You give Peter Bendix credit, we go on a losing streak. Mm-hmm. You say, I should have given this guy credit, we go on a little bit of a run.
Yep. I'm going to wait and see right now.
Yeah, that's probably
better. I'm just going to wait and see. Because Jesus Sanchez, like, he's legitimately, he's maybe one of the longest tenured Marlins. I'm not going to give Peter Bendix credit for Jesus Sanchez. Although that Ramirez had another home run yesterday. Back-to-back jacks to start the game. Fun.
Back-to-back jacks.
They hit.
Baseball has all the sayings.
What?
Piss whistle.
Yeah.
What's the thing? Bird's nest? No. Catbird seat.
Catbird seat.
Oh. That's not a baseball thing.
Oh, that's baseball.
That's not baseball.
Ah, they always say.
No, ducks on the pond is that's the bird saying.
Oh, look at that. What is that?
In your case, if we speak your language, frogs on the pond.
Yeah, well, frogs on the lily pad.
Frogs on the pad.
Yep, that's fair. That's you.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's like a usual thing, though.
The lily pads are filled with frogs, folks. In the bottom of the ninth.
Chris Quinn has made the list of finalists for the Phoenix Suns head coaching interviews. So good luck to Quinn Cat.
Isn't that interesting? Someone sees him as a head coaching candidate.
Well,
he's been like the last couple of years, right?
Yeah, and he's a finalist, though. So.
I'm going on Phoenix Radio later today. They want they want intel on Chris Quinn.
What?
Are you going to call him Quinn Cat?
Maybe. We'll see.
You just have to say.
Sneak it in there. Like, you know.
Phoenix Radio, he's a great coach.
Wait, a Phoenix Quinn Cat.
Ooh. He's a great coach, but have you ever noticed he kind of looks like a Sphinx cat?
That's it.
Dude.
That's an ugly cat.
No. It's a glamour cat.
Prestigious.
I don't
prestigious
cat. Expensive-ass
cat.
I don't like it. I see nothing prestigious about it.
You wouldn't love
You're not a cat person?
I was never a cat person until my cousin got cats, and I actually like them. But cats? I think it's because they're trained or something. I don't know. Because I don't trust cats.
Wait.
You can't train
cats. Wait. First of all.
You should see those cats.
First of all.
They're like dogs.
You have lost your damn mind if you think you're training a cat.
Well, go meet my cousin's cat.
Oh, so she says, sit, and the cat sits?
They be listening. Mm-hmm.
She's making that up.
We're just talking about, remember, Scooby
cats
likes
do whatever they want.
Coats. She just makes things up.
What are you talking about? Coats. He doesn't have a coat. He has a bathrobe.
Tonight is game one of the Western Conference Finals between the Minnesota Timberwolves and Oklahoma City Thunder. OKC is a 7.5-point favorite tonight.
Wow.
8:30 is your tip off.
All right.
So there you go. We'll take a break. I'm going to talk to Randy Moeller later on today's program.
Ooh.
He's going to stop by.
We'll where Mrs. Moeller keeps the peanut butter.
We'll talk to Randy. He'll call in. And lots more to get to here on the show. Back up to
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hey, Dierks Bentley is bringing his Broken Branches tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in June, and we got your chance to win tickets. Keep on listening to our show for details on how you can win. They actually got four of the inmates from the escaped New Orleans. Wow.
Here.
So four of
escaped convicts.
Six remain at large.
Convicts. Not that I'm an expert or anything. Hmm. But in all the shows that I've watched when convicts have escaped, the first thing they didn't do was get on Instagram. I'm just going to say.
Well, I don't think they have anywhere to go. That's the thing. Like, you escape.
It's Louisiana.
Jail.
No,
they don't have anywhere to go. Like, they all got captured within New Orleans' area.
Right. Where you going to go?
I don't know.
You can't. You're not even close to nothing to steal.
I feel like if I broke out of jail, first thing I'm doing is I'm getting to Central Florida somewhere, like in the middle of the sticks. I'm not staying in my area code.
I'm city folk, though.
I agree, though.
If I escaped, but you're out.
You cannot be a city folk while you're escaping.
I know. You got to live off the land.
You got to get out of there for a while, right?
Lay low.
Hey, I don't know, but I know what I'm not going to do. Get on Instagram.
Somebody gets fired immediately, the next day.
No, why?
Would they put LOL too easy on your jail cell? Someone's getting fired the next day.
No, they. they don't control. I mean, all they do is watch them. They don't control the inner, you know, how the jail works or the security.
You can't lose 10 inmates and nobody get fired. That's not possible.
And they taunt you on the way out.
LOL, too easy.
Yeah. Well, obviously it's not too easy for four of them. I think, you want to know what I think?
Yeah.
I think they all collectively got together and figured out how to escape, right? But the six smart guys told the four dummies.
Well, we don't know.
You go this way, we gonna go this way.
So immediately after you're caught, you go from smart guy to dummy?
Huh?
You go from smart guy to dummy?
No, that's the plan. Listen, when you have a group, y'all doing some dirt, you always have to have a plan of who gonna be the fall guy in case something go wrong, right? So there's always gonna be one guy that don't never have his name or any situation. Everybody else doing the work, and he just sitting back. So if they all get caught, he can say, I have nothing to do with it.
New Orleans says, looking for answers.
I don't need answers. My dad called me and told me this weekend.
A New Orleans Parish jail maintenance worker was arrested on Monday in allegations that he helped facilitate.
Oh, there we go. Here's the other thing. People on the outside, let me just word to the wise. They're in jail. There is not a whole lot they can offer you to make you want to do anything to help them escape. Nothing. All they can do is make promises, and they're inmates. So how are those promises going to go? So this guy gets caught for helping. I don't even know what the benefits would have been.
No, maybe they were like threatening him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Help us or... Well, that's what I would go to.
Mm. Yeah, they threatened my life.
Yes. Yeah. And then they'll say, well, why didn't you go to authorities?
All the guys who are out, by the way, very, very violent crimes that they're at large for. So people are worried.
No, my dad was like, I got to get ready.
What are some of the crimes?
Of the guys who are still out?
Yeah. Wow.
One guy is convicted of killing two people.
Yikes.
And shooting two on Mardi Gras.
Ooh.
Oh, Mardi Gras.
That's not good.
That's a double. Wow.
Another guy is held on domestic abuse and vehicle theft charges with prior escapes dating back to 2007.
Oh, so he's a
to jail for kidnapping and rape.
Yikes.
Mastermind. He already an escape before.
Yeah, another guy accused of a homicide. So I guess he's awaiting a 2020.
Well, if you escape, is there any other way of saying, yeah, it was me?
Probably.
Yeah, true.
Right.
Another guy's charged with attempted second-degree murder, aggravated battery, weapons violations, obstruction of justice.
Mm.
Another guy was awaiting trial on burglary, drug, and weapons charges. And another guy is accused of murder.
Sounds like a peachy bunch.
The guy who didn't commit any, like, bodily harm, that's going to be the fall guy.
The guy, you mean like the guy who helped?
No. So, all these guys are out for serious crimes.
Yeah.
The one guy just out on a weapons charge, he ain't killed nobody.
No, he didn't kill anybody, but he did. He's just your run-of-the-mill criminal. He's got burglary, drugs, and weapons.
So right now, they're sitting in somebody's barn, right? And he gonna take the fall because he's got the smallest amount of crime.
Man, that's crazy. One mother says that her and her family fled town.
Where you gonna flee? Where you gonna flee to? It's Louisiana. Dude. Where you gonna flee to?
I don't know. I don't know the lay of the land like
I'm from there.
That's why I'm asking. Like, why don't you go to the swamps?
Ah.
Like, don't you go to where Poirier lives?
Can I just tell you?
I'm just asking.
They're gonna go to Bontown.
I'd rather deal with the people.
You gotta get out of the area code.
Well, you can't go on Instagram.
Well, that's fair.
That's
right.
I think only one of them did that though.
But here's the deal.
On Instagram, like, did he post?
I think he was like, from what I said, and it's Twitter, so I can't keep up with what's all fact. But I believe he was just like, back with my guys, and they're like, oh hey, that's the guy we're looking for. Like, they don't know who he's followed and doesn't follow, and so like people were probably monitoring those guys' Instagrams, and boom, we found one of them.
Instagram.
Amazing.
You can have Instagram in jail?
No, he was after he escaped, he was IG living with his friends. But like, I'm sure he had an Instagram. Instagram's been around for what?
Instagram Live gets so many people in trouble.
Also, I've seen a lot of questionable jail videos too. They have a lot of things sometimes. They have like Instagram. I've seen cookouts.
Oh, that's true. No, you're allowed to go on like dating sites. I love Love After Lockup. Huge fan of Love After Lockup. Wait.
You're allowed to go on dating sites when you're in jail?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Because you can go on the internet. They have internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll pay your bills.
They want to keep the prisoners, you know.
Current?
Not current. Just keep them occupied.
Yeah.
On a dating site.
For sure. If I give you the hope of love.
Like, here's the crazy thing. I watched one of these episodes. I watched an episode of Love After Lockup. Dude was cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
While locked up.
Yeah.
No, you know what I saw? There was a girl that got pregnant in jail because...
Oh. The toilet?
I don't know how they met, but they were transferring, you know, body fluids through the vents.
Oh.
It was very weird.
Through the vents?
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
I did hear something about though. Like, they had never met each other. You know, they talked through the toilets, too. You ever heard of that? Where they, like, drain the water out of the toilets and talk through there? Strange life. Strange life.
Indeed. A lot of Love Act to Lock Up, though. They just have straight up calls. It's not like that. Do sneakies. Like, they're just like, oh,
but
you
then
get...
They get married, and then they find out, oh, I had three of you while I was in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. One girl, there was one Love After Lock Up. She's like, I just don't like normal guys. I like convicts.
Wow.
That's her thing.
I know someone like that.
She likes convicts.
Really?
Oh, the guy she's attracted to just did a stint.
It's not me.
Louisiana governor calls for an audit of the New Orleans jail.
Now?
I'll say.
Damage is done, my friend.
Like, I love the way after 10 people escape, now we want to go get the records.
Damage is done.
Yeesh.
Trying to find out where
he probably should have hired... Sylvester Stallone to break out.
Hey,
the Supermax.
We're going to bust out
behind this
toilet.
He did that with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm. Remember that movie? With him and Arnold Schwarzenegger breaking out of the jail?
Is that Expendables?
No.
Which one was in the jail? Demolition Man?
No.
I don't remember that.
He was...
Sounds like one I want to watch.
Escape Plan.
Ooh. Oh, I think I have heard of that. Yeah. I've never seen that, though.
Where him and they were actually both... Neither one of them were convicts. They were both...
Of course.
Right.
Stallone would never.
A security expert who was wrongfully imprisoned. Yeah, of course. Sounds like tax evasion to me.
That's crazy. This has got to be like, do you feel like the local news is on this at all times in New Orleans right now?
Has to be.
I don't know. There's certain people. Here's the two attitudes. Oh my gosh, I'm so scared. They're escaped. Oh no. And then there's other people in Louisiana say, I wish he would come around here. I got some fun.
I can see that.
You see what I'm saying? So, like, there's different levels to this. Because keep in mind, New Orleans is a lot of swamps, a lot of back roads and stuff like that. And them people don't play. So you ain't walking up to that house talking about, let me get that.
It says a federal official warned it could take months to round up all six remaining men up.
Oh.
But think about it. You can't go on in a car, right?
Probably not.
There's probably road stops.
No,
or
you needed to take advantage of the first 8 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because they didn't get caught until morning check. So you needed to take advantage of that 8 hours you had.
8 hours.
And got the hell out of there.
Right.
As far as you
should have a car.
Like
you should have been going west.
If you went to your family, which is understandable, like you'd go to whoever you knew because you're just like, I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
But
and don't escape. Your plan
once they
ain't
know
good.
You're once they know you're out, you're probably cooked. So if these guys, I imagine the six there, I would imagine some of them got to be out of New Orleans.
They sent the four like rabbits. They sent the four out, right? Have them go catch the four and the other six, no contact with one another, just boom.
Hey, don't worry, Carl. You'll be all right, man. No one's going to look
for
you.
But my question is,
don't go on Instagram.
You better have another ID because that means you can't take the bus. unless somebody give you a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only escape. How far can you get 8 hours?
No, you'd need a car, or you need to steal a car like right away.
Ah,
that cuts down your 8 hours.
Steal
a car, they report stolen.
They're criminals.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're trying to get away without getting caught.
Yeah, but you need to like, vroom, 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 and then as soon as like you realize, oh, people might realize.
Yeah.
Boom, out.
Ditch the car.
Y'all dumb criminals.
No.
What? You know, when you get your car stolen and you report it, right, with what else is going on?
No, but like if it's in the middle of the night, you could steal somebody's car without them realizing.
Yeah. You steal a car at 1 a.m., they don't know till 7 a.m.
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
See? Okay. Look at that.
Got it.
There you go.
That happened one time where I thought D's car got stolen.
Yeah.
And, you know, parents were old-fashioned, didn't know that we were, spending time together at the apartment.
Whoa.
I didn't want to call our pop up and say, like, hey, can't find your daughter's car. Turned out it was towed.
Towed. Mm. But did they need to bring, like, the owner of the vehicle?
No, thankfully, she had her name on it.
Oh, nice.
I was at a moment, we were like, I think your car got stolen. Because the apartment wasn't in the greatest neighborhood.
Totally fair.
But,
I mean, some people would look at the big white dude carrying a keg down the street and also
not the same place.
This neighborhood
not the same place. Not the same place.
This is post getting kicked out.
Yeah, of course. I had to find other places to live.
True. Not the greatest area.
Can I just tell you, fraternity houses are the nastiest places to live.
That's not fair.
It's not fair. When you first walk in, it smells like beer because of all the parties, right? And then upstairs, it's just a place to sleep.
We didn't have an upstairs.
Oh.
Florida.
You're not helping your cause.
Take a break. Back after the
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What a classic Tuesday, Marcos. The Hobnobbers are late again.
Look at that.
Hobnobbing.
You, bum.
Hobnobbing.
I'm right behind you.
No.
Hobnobbing.
You're catching up.
And here she is.
Hobnob twin number two.
And we were not hobnobbing together.
Okay, dude.
We weren't.
No, actually, okay. We were not together.
We were not. No.
Oh, yeah?
A little.
So you were separate. You were doing zone defense hobnobbing?
Yeah.
I was talking to
Lynn. We were covering multiple grounds.
Divide and conquer. Lynn was talking to us.
Yeah, Lynn was talking to us.
He was saying some crazy things.
You can't use him as an excuse.
True.
Why don't we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more.
All right. It looks like it's a little partly cloudy. Winds are coming out of the... Look at it. I hate when no clouds move. Sucks. Can't see any planes, so I'm going to just guess it's the same as yesterday. Southeasterly wind. There's a plane, so it's coming out of the east at some point. A little south, southeasterly wind.
I don't like when you say easterly.
Why?
Sounds like Game of Thrones.
Sounds like a song I know.
Casterly Rock.
And I would say it's 87 degrees. It's hot as hell. Like, I'm suffocating this morning. Winds are 5-10 miles an hour. They're not very high. But look for some heat. It's not supposed to rain, but I don't trust South Florida weather. This time of year in the evenings, always got to find it, you know, always have a chance for rain.
How do you do, Frog Boy?
Excellent. Winds are out of the south-southeast, like you mentioned. They're at about 13 miles per hour right now.
Does that look like 13 miles? Look at that. Nothing's moving.
Nothing.
Could be a gust somewhere else.
A gust?
Yeah.
Mm. We got one.
There's the plane
Gustav
right there.
Forsling.
That's right. We do.
Only gust we need.
The only gust we need. Let's get to the road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Socius. Hockey fan, where's he going, dude? You know, the camera went off. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get this energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Tonight is game one. Well, that one was a,
wow.
Was a celebration. Uh-oh, celebration Celsius.
Wow.
I mean,
ooh.
Amateur. Dude, still doing it.
Calm down.
Drink it down.
What are you, a child?
Drink it down.
I'm not going to drink it down. I'll drink it when it settles down.
It's,
what am I, Stone Cold Steve Austin? I got to have like the foam dripping on my mouth? No thanks.
It's going to drip all over.
It's going to drip all over. Thank you.
It's gone. See? Like, oh, look at you. You're like a child who gets scared of a wave at a beach. Oh, it's here. It goes away. Problem?
He wouldn't be at the beach, Tobin.
Well, that's what he's acting like.
I want to call you something. First and last letter are the same. Number of letters also the same.
All right. Lashing out.
I'm not lashing out.
You're lashing
out. Minding my own business, trying to protect the equipment.
You don't care about the equipment.
I don't, but I just I didn't want you to get in trouble. I would snitch. Who did it, Tobin? Drinking that foamy ass Celsius.
It was shooken up.
It's not foamy anymore.
Okay.
Perfectly fine here.
Okay. I got to get back. I got some Playa, some Retro, you know, my Cherry Cola to go to. But I got to get him back into Galaxy.
Matthew Tkachuk spoke to the media yesterday and was asked about taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. Of course, Matthew Tkachuk had probably one of his best series ever with the Panthers, where he had, what, did he have three game winners in that series? Game winners against the Carolina Hurricanes in the non-sweep, of course, according to their coach, Brenda Moore. So, Matthew Tkachuk was asked about taking on Carolina, and this is what he had to say on that.
I don't think really anybody enjoys playing Carolina. Like, they're a tough team to play against, and they make it hard on you every game. But yeah, there were good memories here in this building a couple years ago in that whole series for us. But you know, it's all back to zeros now. It's a new year, a new series. I mean, we, you know, you think about it, the last, I personally thought Carolina was going to beat the Rangers last year. So when you look at it, it could have been 3 years in a row of us playing against each other in the conference finals. So I think that just speaks to how not only talented our two teams are, but how we're built for playoffs, and they are as well. Like, they're a great team, and it's going to make for, you know, another great showdown. But we've been two of the top teams in the East for, you know, I mean, even before I got here, Carolina's been knocking at the door, you know, for, I feel like they've been in and around this for almost like 10 years now. Like, it feels like a long time. So they've had a great run, and it's no surprise that we're facing them in this.
Bob had 63 saves in that quadruple overtime game. Frederick Anderson at 57. Tough night for the goalies. That's a lot of work.
Focus.
No breaks, dude. Wow. 4 overtimes.
That's crazy.
I didn't make it through all of them. I woke up in the fourth. Did you make through all of it? Be honest, Posh.
Why even ask me a question like that?
I was awake for that game, yeah. I think I saw the whole thing.
That sounds about right.
That's why you were late the next day.
Home show.
Like, if your memories go back that far.
No, it don't have to.
Not.
We're playing the percentages. Mm-hmm.
That was one where Tkachuk had the game winner, and then he's like, he makes everybody leave the ice. He's like, everybody, come on.
Love that.
Let's go home.
It was adorable. So
I mean, it like, I will say this, that hockey is weird in that if you get swept in basketball, mm-hmm. you got absolutely dominated. Hockey, you can get swept and lose 4 games, 1-0.
Well, that was the
so
guy's
it's
point.
it's a little bit different in hockey, right? But like,
sweep is a sweep,
right? And whatever you have to tell yourself, right, to feel better, that's fine. All I care about is the Panthers won and moved on.
Rod Brindamore's face, though, does look like hockey. Like, it just looks like contorted nose. It's like...
There's not a lot of broken noses in hockey.
He looks like at the era there was.
There's a lot of broken noses in basketball. A lot of broken noses in football. Oof. Oh, man.
There's a lot of broken noses in football?
Yeah. You fall on your face, you fall on your mask, your helmet.
There's no leeway there.
Oh, mm-hmm. Look at this guy.
No, it turns. It like your helmet's about your face mask is this far away. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you fall on your face, it pushes the helmet up and pushes the mask into your face. I did that, but I split my lip.
Kyle Magos has a lot of broken noses in MMA. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just broken.
The guy who just won the belt, Jack Della Maddalena, ugly nose.
Ugh.
Looks like it got stamped on by an elephant.
Can't do it.
So does mine.
No.
It's flat.
Nah, you have a fine nose.
No, it's flat.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have the gonzo like you have.
Thank you.
Yikes. Unnecessary.
Seems unnecessary.
Huh?
I know what my nose looks
He's
like.
He's out here, you know, complimenting your nose, and you just go.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I mean.
Go after him.
All right.
Alexander Barkov was asked about switching mindset from Game 7 right into a Game 1. No rest for the Cats. Here's what Sasha had to say.
I wouldn't say it's hard because, well, this morning I woke up, I knew we're traveling here, so I kind of got the switch there. But yesterday, obviously, it was all about Game 7. You didn't really think about anything, what's going to happen tomorrow or like today. But it was fun. We really enjoyed the game yesterday. And even after the game, like just being around the guys in the hotel and in the locker room, it was a lot of fun. But like I said, this morning you just wake up and, you know, you're traveling here and you kind of switch to this now.
I love him. There's no rattling him, Sasha Barkov.
Locked in. Focus.
Focus. Yeah, he doesn't use the Bob terms.
Yeah.
Come on, dog.
I wish I spoke another language. You know why?
Why?
Because you could say, you know, when a guy is talking trash to you, I don't understand. We'll speak English.
I'm pretty sure that all hockey players know where you're from and know all the curse words.
Really? You think that's number one on your list to learn?
I just think you got a lot of time on the road during the year.
Okay.
You know, you don't think that, like, Marchand hangs with the Finns now and already knows how to say, go bleep yourself in Finland? Or Finnish?
I don't trust anything. After I saw Goran curse everybody out in English, I'm like, they all know English. Everyone knows English. Especially if you're on a team from multiple places. Can't do it. Can't do it.
All right.
Bill Zito, he also spoke to the media yesterday, talked about how he's got huge stones. Actually, he talked about Brad Marchand and Seth Jones, but it was kind of the same thing.
On the ice, they've been, shall I say, as advertised. You saw last night, Brad's a big moment guy. His personality has helped his line mates. He's helped our team. His presence in the room, from his preparation, his experience, his professionalism, And then I'll answer part two at the same time. And same with Seth. Seth's come in. He's adjusted to the way we play hockey, which I think suits him well. As far as identifying those guys as players, I mean, Brad Marchand, I think everybody knows, you know, what he brings and what he does. And Seth as well. I had Seth in Columbus. On the personal level, we were fortunate enough to, obviously, I knew Seth. And I had him in the World Championships. I had him in Columbus. So it wasn't just me. And Sonny Mehta comes through in the analytics and says, boom, that's a guy. It works. And similarly with Brad, through friends and mutual acquaintances, used to represent Tuukka Rask. You hear stories about this wonderful person, this great teammate, this Brad Marchand. Really? That guy? Yeah, no, you have no idea what a special person is. So we were blessed that it wasn't anything we really had to go out and find. We knew.
I think Bill Zito drives around with truck nuts.
Just two steel balls just hanging.
Dangling
it. Look.
Weren't those outlawed in Davie?
No, hey.
They were.
Hey.
They were banned.
Just dragging on the ground. Like, he's not just going to have them hanging from the ball. He's going to be bouncing around, dragging
imagine
on the ground.
Some speed bumps.
Some real danglers from Bill Zito. Man.
You guys got it all wrong. It's not on his truck. He's got it on his belt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's walking around. He wants him to see it when he walks through.
I feel like what they do is, like, he's got him hanging from the golf cart on Las Olas, and they're like, sir, you need to... Oh, sorry, Mr. Zito. Of course.
Of course.
Realize that's not decoration. That's
could you imagine those things bouncing over speed bumps?
Oof. Literally just said that.
What? You know what would be cool? Can you imagine them bouncing over speed bumps?
That's minus a point.
No! Minus one.
Wow!
For stealing. Wow.
That's a point.
I don't think we have that option.
It's good.
For stealing.
I'm sorry, Mr. Zito. Go along with your right regular way, replica nuts. Thank you for the Marchand trade.
Please go ahead with your replica nuts.
You've come a long way since... Since old... Brunette tried to get out of it. It was like, I used to coach the Panthers.
Never mind. He's like,
I saw that team.
I feel like you get away from a golf cart one with these days.
If Zito gets pulled over though, and he's drinking, they'll escort him home.
Yeah, we'll take you home, Mr. Zito.
Good,
you good with your replica truck nuts? Please. Thank you for the cup and for Brad Marchand and Seth Jones.
Yeah,
great move, sir.
Elbow room.
Oh, I feel like the Panthers should just have an elbow room taxi service as it is.
Yeah, it's like really direct services.
It's right down the street.
Yeah.
They should have like a back entrance or something like that they go through.
Back entrance?
Yeah.
There's barely a entrance into that place.
Got to build one. True. Knock down the next place.
Right? Like,
there's a Kachuk there right now. I don't know which one, but Brady's probably
having
there.
Having
right.
breakfast?
Yeah, Brady's probably there right now just waiting. He goes, they'll be back.
They'll be back. A couple weeks. They'll be here.
I'll just sit here till my broski gets back.
Like, what else would he be doing? You know, somewhere in Canada?
Right now, he's plotting his exit from Ottawa.
Yeah, of course. Aren't we all?
I know what he said to the media, but, you know.
Yeah.
You got to be polite.
We've heard crazier things. Nick Saban.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it here. I want to be part of... It's like, wait, you guys aren't keeping Bennett and Marchand? Can I get that cast base?
Take a break. Hour two of Randy Mulligan going to join us. We'll talk more of Eastern Conference Final with him. Get you caught up with the headlines. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever. For you, Shane. Welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.